Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
That's nice. 53 past the hour on the Good Day program. Joining us now is the lady who is the idea chief behind the chicken soup books. You've heard Chicken Soup for the Soul, Chicken Soup for Your Ear, Chicken Soup for Your Knee, Chicken Soup Here, Chicken Soup There, Chicken Soup Everywhere, Chicken Soup.
I think I get the idea.
You get the idea?
Yeah,
people love the relevance of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book. So we're going to, each week at this time, take some pointers from Amy. We'll have that installment coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who makes better lovers, short men or tall men? Well, here's the answer and the developmental science of it. Short men, because they have something to prove, have a better shot at winning the race. Short guys have no problem playing leading men in movies. Tom Cruise is certainly no physical giant, nor is Sylvester Stallone. And 5'4" Alan Ladd, a yesteryear's movie star, had to stand on crates to kiss his leading ladies. To take it a step further, usually dictators are short, handling power far better than tall people. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, short men have something to prove. They overachieve and excel in ways you don't expect, even in the love department. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Golf Scorecard for Android is a simple digital scorecard for golf. It works fine, but why is it $4?
For
Golf Scorecard.
Struck out.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now 56 past the hour, time for a morning bowl of chicken soup. Amy Newmark is the person responsible for all 125 of these books. So let's talk, Amy, for a moment about the people who are guided by that negative voice in one's head. We all have it. We all worry. We all fear. We all think in terms that don't do us any good. So how do we combat that? How do we fix that problem?
I think we're still pretty close to the beginning of the year, so everybody is probably still thinking about those New Year's resolutions that didn't quite work out. So I'm going to propose a new resolution for everybody, and I think it's an umbrella resolution. This is the resolution you have to make that you put on top of any other resolutions that you're still trying to accomplish this year, and that resolution is to be kinder to yourself. And I bet a lot of you are perfectionists, very judgmental about your own weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to stop listening to that negative little voice inside your own head.
All right.
It's amazing how we tell ourselves we can't do things.
Right, but it's easy to say you got to stop doing it. I'm somebody who feels like, yes, I've heard that and I know you're right, but how do we do that? What's the practice that makes this all work?
You have to take a step back and realize that you're actually doing it. And we had a great story in Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Positive, from Sarah Mattson. And what it took for her to realize that she was the only person who was being negative about herself was that she got an autoimmune disease. And she was talking to a health counselor about how her white blood cells were attacking her own body.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had the epiphany and she realized, oh, that's what I do. I attack my own self. So you just have to actually recognize it. And she did that. And on her 40th birthday, she said, this year, I'm going to be kind to myself. And she just kept working at it. She just kept saying, I'm already doing what I think I can't do. I'm already successful at what I thought I couldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And so she keeps talking back to that little voice in her head and basically squashing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it absolutely works. You can't fight an enemy that's in your own head unless you recognize that it's there.
In your head,
you
right.
have to you got to call off the attack by your own head.
I think I've realized how to do that. Or the fact it's taken me a long time to get there. For example, when I think about the dog that I love that passed, all I'd be thinking about is how what a horrible circumstance it was. But now I push that aside and think about how great my years were with her and how much fun we had. So that's the, I think that's the bottom line. Thank you. Amy Newmark, chickensoup.com. Check out their advice.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.